بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. هذا كلام فوجار الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title is فإن آم آه سهر دي كتيه. يا إن آم آه سهر دي كتيه مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ ان آم آہیں سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمسو کمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمسو کمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمانوں کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تا
تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم میں تر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفیٰ، اما بعد. فرینڈز، ان دا گریٹ منتھ آف ربیع الاول، دی منتھ آف دا برتھ اینڈ ڈیمائز آف نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ ایز وی لرن فرام دیز مجالس، وی لرن ہیئر آلویز دیٹ دس کیلنڈر آف ہجری از آلویز ٹاٹ اس ٹو سیکریفائس ourselves, to sacrifice for the sake of the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this dunya, and see what sacrifices, to sacrifice the beloved land of Makkah Sharif, to stay for 3 years under boycott, and then the safar to Ta'if, and we see the entire life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam full of sacrifice. And that is what Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in understood from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this calendar of Hijrah teaches us that we should move away from everything which is foreign and alien to the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and come to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi is saying in his beautifulest poem, this encyclopedia of love, as showing yearning of going into the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pouring out one's heart there. Says, ye in'aam-e aahe sahar dekhte hain, that daily crying in the bargah, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua, take us again and again, this yearning, this cry, this eagerness, this love and this desire of going there and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is bringing fruit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us there. Like in another couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi said that, رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. That when will that yearning of mine bring come to fruition, when will it be complete, that we go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go there and we pour out our heart. It says, یہ نام آہ سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. That is begging and this yearning, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His fazal and karam, accepted and brought us to this great Mubarak land, to the, into the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, kahame, kahaye, nikhate gul, wear me and wear this beautiful scent of the petals and the flowers of the morning, naseem-e sahar, oh, the grease of the morning, it is through you. Otherwise, where me, where you? What is my value? Absolutely nothing. It, because the breeze is blowing, I'm getting the fragrance of these flowers. That is what said by a poet. Like that, who am I and how am I first? What do I deserve of being here? It is only the fazal and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ourselves in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jise aapka ba khabar dekhte hain, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hain. Oh, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see that those who have linked themselves towards you, those who have made your way of life their object and their purpose, those who have taken the sunnah, your way of life, as serious and their object in life, then we see that they are now bekhabar. They are totally unmindful of everything else. People may be involved in whatever pursuits, whatever trivialities, whatever way of life. People looking in this and in that, people looking for position, people looking for wealth, people looking for honor, whatever. That is not our object. You see that those people who have linked yourself, who have acquainted themselves with your way of life, we see that they have become unacquainted from everything else and from every other way of life. Gulami se teri gulamu ka rutba malaik se bhi fauqtar dekhte hain. Through servitude, we see that ordinary people, ordinary servants, through servitude to you, by sacrificing them with their lives upon your way of life, and that through servitude, ordinary servants, we see that they have become higher than even the malaika. That as we learn here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with so many responsibilities. And in all this, when we make the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our object, then even the angels will envy us. That are we angels or are they angels? And then we will fulfill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that we have created insan in the best of molds. And وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that we have honored Bani Adam. And if we become unmindful of this and neglectful of this and we fail in our duties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ, they are like animals, but nay, not animals, worse than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So we should link ourselves and bring the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into ourselves. Join ourselves to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as we learn here, that the person who will revive one of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people will become unmindful of it and trivialize it, for him shall be the reward of 100 martyrs. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbad pe hardam, usse rashke shams o karam kamar dekhte hai. That this countenance and this nur, this tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this peace, this serenity that we see descending upon the green dome, meaning upon the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see it is becoming the envy of the moon and the sun. What is the environment of Madinah Sharif? What happened here? How deen spread to the entire world, around the whole globe, from this little city, from this little town that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed when he made hijrah from Makkah Sharif and came here, and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of this place into the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram, and then it became so beloved to them. And from here, throughout the world, the message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into every hut and in every mansion, in every palace, every corner of the world. So we see that this environment that was created and coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was the result? It has become the envy of all the celestial bodies, the sun, the moon. It has become the envy of even the angels. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Madina ka jughrafiya dekhkar hum ajab haal e qalb o jigar dekhte hain. That when we see the geography of Madina Sharif and we think of those times and we think that how Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in loved here, what was the masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken a walk from here to Quba every week, all these things, when we think about it, then we find ourselves in a totally restless condition. We find that we go into an ecstasy. We say, so to say, we become intoxicated in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thinking of the history, looking at the geography of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam study, we think of the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasawwur mein aata hai, jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam kar dekhte hai. That just when we think of the green dome and the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that between my resting place and my minbar, this is a portion of Jannah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so elevated and so lofty his status that as Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi says in another couplet that lughat mein dam nahi zuban khatir hai lughat mein dam nahi akhtar, that in the dictionary there are not enough words. There's no phrases, there's nothing, there's no way in which we can praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zuban khatir hai, even the tongue is unable to do so. We are in unable inability, we don't have the words, we don't know how to praise you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you are a human being, the greatest position and the most lofty and majestic position is that of you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So iman ko dharam tar dekhte hai, we see a different condition comes about in our iman. We see that we feel that, you know, we just need to sacrifice everything and just we have to stay here. In one couple of Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says, that chupke chupke we just make this dua in our heart that, oh Allah, ab humko ghar wapas jana nahi. We don't want to return from here. Ya Allah, you have brought us here, this is your favor upon us. Now that we are here, let us stay here and let us go. But as Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abrul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when he used to leave the Mubarak Tati of Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif, that we don't feel like leaving. But oh Allah, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the responsibility that is upon our shoulders of taking this word of yours and this mission of yours throughout the globe, that the responsibility and the worry and concern of that takes us back home, otherwise we don't want to leave. بفرتِ محبت بشوقِ نظر ہم مدینہ کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. Through this love, through this yearning and this eagerness and this, you know, the love that we have for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, then all the time the walls and the alleys of Medina Sharif are all the time in the mind. We are always thinking about it. We are thinking how the study of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And not just that, this love should lead us to the obedience of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love should lead us, otherwise it can take a person astray and a person can do funny things in the name of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to follow in his footsteps. And as we learn here, if when you follow a person, whatever he does, if he puts his right foot forward, you put your right foot forward. If he turns right, you turn right. He turns left, you turn left. He goes straight, you follow in that way. Where he is going to reach, that way you are going to reach. And that is our object, to reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is, ذَلْكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The greatest thing, the greatest success is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we can only acquire through following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Faruq, Uthman, Haydar, تصور میں ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ عن كل صحابۃ اجمعین. That in our minds, now that we are here, Allah has brought us here, it is His fadl. ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله. Whatever goodness comes to us comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from our side. It is not that we did, it is our effort. I worked, I saved, I did this, I did that, and in that way I reached here. It is only the fadl and grace and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has brought us here. And even if you are not there, always thinking of the city of Medina Sharif, thinking of where Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum resided, where they lived, where their houses must they have been, what type of houses it has been. So many people in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to even sketch the masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what will we be able to understand? What must that masjid have been? What type of dwellings they must have had? And what was the purpose of their life? And what is the purpose of our life? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us realize what is our responsibility and what they desired, what was their mission of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that our mission of life. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Roza pe hadir salatin huwe hai. So pindar, zair aur zabar dekhte hain. No matter who comes here, he may be a person, a celebrity, he may be a big person, he may be a person of political influence, he may be a wealthy person, whoever comes here, influential people. But when they come here, we see them in a different condition. Now humility, now humbleness,
bowing their heads, you see them also sobbing, them also wailing and thinking, how did I pass my life? What was I supposed to do and what I have done? Kya karna tha, kya kar baithe? That what was our object of life and what we have done. So old we are, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever the case may be, and what we are supposed to have done, and this whole life has just passed as a dream. Now we can come here and now we are realizing what a failure I am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. So we see them in a different condition. And in the last couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai, ye akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hai, that all these people who have come here, and now at the Mubarak mash, at the Mubarak fencing, at the Mubarak gate of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then O akhtar, we see that they are just, tears are just flowing, and they are pouring out their hearts, and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even after demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, when a person goes there, the da'wat is always there, that what is our purpose of life? Going there is not just a holiday, not just a pastime, not just a vacation, that I also went for Umrah, I also went to Medina Sharif, I also went to the Rose Park, but going there to realize what our purpose of life is, what is our responsibility, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Now we go there and our eyes just flowing all the time, that there's the tears just running in memory of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in memory how Bilal radiallahu ta'ala came to Medina Sharif after leaving, after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must that condition have been? Now that Allah has brought us here, that Allah take us one and all again and again with afiyat and iman and salamti, that Allah take us there, then we should think of those days. What sacrifices Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala went through, and through their barakah, through their sacrifices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that today we are enjoying the fruits of iman. And today we are hoping from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us from this world with iman and salamti and afiyah and make us from amongst the successful.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. We are doing the chapter of the income and expenditure from the kitab Hayat al-Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh. We're speaking about working, farming, and all of these different ways a Muslim should try to earn. And a halal trade, no matter how outwardly it might seem low, should never be despised. They are great barakat and blessings. It is in a person's own interest that he saves up some money so that he may be saved from worry and despondency. It is a fact that most people are unable to undergo hardship. When in need of money, they resort to practices which are unlawful and adopt haram measures to obtain money in order to satisfy their needs. It is therefore necessary to abstain from waste and at the same time to save up money. There is nothing wrong in saving. According to the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give his wife expenses at one time for the whole year. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to retain some wealth, as this is better for peace of mind. This was specifically stated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who had expressed his desire to contribute all his wealth in the part of Allah Ta'ala. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I detest a man who is useless. He is neither engaged in any worldly activity nor any akhirat activity, any activity of the akhirat. Indolence and inactivity are detestable attributes. A man who is not engaged in deeni work should involve himself in some lawful worldly activity and earn his livelihood. He should not remain idle and waste away his life. On the other hand, those fully involved in deeni activities should place their trust in Allah Ta'ala. He is the provider. He will most certainly provide for them. Workers of the deen should not be in the least worried in regard to their sustenance. Extravagance or waste is evil. The Sharia prohibits waste. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, do not waste. Verily the wasters are the brothers of Shaitan. Hazrat Mughira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala detests that you destroy wealth. That is by means of wasting. Hazrat Anas, Abu Umama, Ibn Abbas and Ali radiallahu anhum narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walk along the middle path. This means the adoption of moderation. Moderation in spending is the instruction of Islam. Spend only when necessary. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, they will never be dependent on others. They will not be forced to ask others, thereby bringing disgrace upon themselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that to ask is disgrace. Overspending and failing to budget one's income leads to debt, which in turn brings disgrace, worry and frustration. People are financially ruined, and along with such worldly ruin comes spiritual ruin as well. Amongst the worst of calamities is debt, especially if one has no means of paying the debt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has sounded severe warning in regards to unpaid debt. Even martyrdom is no absolution for debt. A shaheed will be forgiven for all his sins but debt. Debt will be demanded even in the akhirat. In this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I take oath by that being in whose possession is my life, that the man who is in debt will not enter Jannah, even if he is martyred in the path of Allah. Then he is resurrected and again martyred. Then again he is resurrected and again martyred. He will not enter Jannah until his debt is paid. However, there are exceptions. If the debt was incurred on account of a real need, and one has the intention of paying, and at the same time makes efforts to pay, then the warning stated in the above hadith will not apply to such debt. In such cases, even if the debt remains unpaid, Allah Ta'ala will settle the rights of the creditors on behalf of the sincere debtor who was genuinely unable to pay. The discussion in this section shows that wealth, if acquired lawfully and spent in accordance with the Shariat, is a ni'mat and bounty from Allah Ta'ala. Wealth becomes an evil when acquired and expended in against the laws of the Shariat. When wealth, like even wives and children, stop one's spiritual development and interferes with one's dini life, then indeed it will be evil. In Surah Tahabun, Allah Ta'ala describes even one's family as one's enemy. This applies when the family obstructs one in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The same reasoning will apply to wealth. The ayat mentioning that family can be one's enemy also states that wealth can be one's enemy. Thus, when one's family and wealth causes one to forget the akhirat, they will become one's enemies. The mu'min should make use of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala like an obedient slave and not a rebellious traitor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.